After a rocky first few months, the new preschool program at Klukwan School is running well. 6, 3, and 4-year-olds attend the Tuesday through Thursday program to play and learn with teacher Jeannie Kitayama. Klukwan School hopes the state-grant-funded preschool continues in years to come because it could help keep enrollment up at the small school.
What big screen? Blue and
red. I'm red.
Kitayama is teaching her students about colors today. She puts a few drops of blue and yellow food coloring in a sandwich bag of white rice and zips it closed.
Like that?
Mm-hmm. I'm green.
Then the children get to squish the bag so the colors blend and the rice turns green.
And the kids are all happy, and the only time they cry is when they have to go home. There are several of them that want to stay in school all day.
Kathy Carl is the lead teacher at Klukwan School. She says it was challenging to get the preschool off the ground at the beginning of the school year.
Because of staffing issues and finding housing for staffing. And so then they had the Christmas break, and that caused some issues. But now it is here and it is together and it is good to go.
After a few months of sporadic staffing, Kitayama was hired in January to teach the preschool for the remainder of the year.
They're very playful and fun. I find myself smiling a lot with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think kids are so full of innocence and they live in the moment, and I always feel like we have a lot to learn from them.
26 Mile resident Nicholas Zhukovsky enrolled his 4-year-old Zoja in the preschool about 2 weeks ago.
He's loving it. It's great, yeah. So, and, you know, living in this part of the valley, in the upper valley, it's really, I probably wouldn't drive all the way into town. It's not that practical to do that, go and drop them off, go and pick them up again or whatever. So it just, you know, it doesn't work that well, spending 2 hours a day on the road. So having something in this part of the valley is great.
While the preschool is happening Tuesday through Thursday, Klukwan School's one kindergartner and one first grader join in. Zhukovsky says he likes the mix of ages. As he explains why, first grader Aiden chimes in.
I like that there's a little bit of a range of ages. So there's, you know, some of the kids are a little, like he's on the younger end of it, you know. Well, there's a couple. You're a little bit older, and Jack's 1 year older. So it helps out a lot, I think, in the class.
Yeah, because it's all different instead of all the same.
Right.
Kitayama agrees.
That's the beauty of multi-age, is mixing up grades to meet everyone's needs.
The preschool program is funded by a grant of up to $30,000 from the Alaska Department of Education. It was obtained by the Chatham School District, which includes Klukwan, Angoon, Gustavus, and Tenneke schools. Chatham Superintendent Bernie Grieve says he wants to keep the program going, whether or not they get the state grant next year. He says the preschool could funnel in more students to Klukwan School and keep enrollment strong. Kitayama says the reason she teaches preschool is the importance of early childhood education.
And I remember Father Aleska saying this, that, you know, we have all these standards, they're good things and all that, but we have to remember to teach children to be good human beings. Mm-hmm. And I think they can get a lot of that in the younger ages, and it will stick with them.
After the colored rice craft and spilling a good deal of it on the floor, preschool ends with circle time. The children take turns saying what makes them feel happy.
I feel happy when people do what they promised they would do.
Reporting from Klukwan, I'm Emily Files.